At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Aubrey is in Santee. Her boyfriend's going out of town with a group of friends. I'll say a group of co-ed friends. And Aubrey's not invited. And that does not sit well with Aubrey. Yep. Good morning, Aubrey.
Good morning.
And Aubrey, it's not sitting well with you, not so much about you not being invited, but because of one particular person who's going. Go ahead and share.
So my boyfriend's going out of town for the 4th of July, and I'm not invited, that's fine. Like, we haven't been dating for that long, so I understand that. But there is someone going on the trip that my boyfriend has said he has had feelings for. And I'm not super comfortable with that. I don't know if I should ask for him to not go or to for her to not go.
Okay. So when you say feelings for, he said he had feelings for her, or he said she had feelings for them, or both of them did?
But she's had a thing for him.
Gotcha.
Oh.
And when he told you that, what was the context of that? Like, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, that girl, she's always liked me. Or was it, I mean, how did that go?
It was kind of as an aside, you know, like, oh, you know, these people are going and this one, you know, she's got a crush on me. I still don't feel comfortable about it. You know, like, why? Because he knows this. So she's either said something or she's made moves that are obvious enough to illustrate that. So
I'm trying to think, if I told Sam I was going on a camping trip or a vacation with a bunch of friends and this girl's there and all that, she has a crush on me, I don't think she'd be happy with it.
Yeah.
I don't think she would. I don't think you're out of line, Aubrey.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. He mentioned it to you. And what does that mean? You know, is he like saying it because, like, whatever, she got a crush on me? Like, he's kind of bragging on himself, you know, in a fun way. Or I don't know.
Yeah, that's
man.
A good point. Well, was his tone kind of jokey, or was it like, no, he was serious, she has a crush on him?
Well, it was kind of like, I feel like he felt himself to be kind of like a hot thing because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, John, in just being kind of that attitude, I can see you saying, yeah, she got the hots for me. You know, just saying it like to boost your own thing,
yeah,
right?
Clearly it wouldn't be true.
Okay, stop. But, I mean, you know what I mean? So that's tough.
All right. Well, you need to help Aubrey out whether she should love him or list him. It hasn't been going on that long, but long enough where, you know, she feels uncomfortable in the fact that there's going to be a girl that allegedly is crushing on her boyfriend. Aubrey, would you mind hanging out and see what our KSO and loyal listeners have to say?
Yes, I would love some advice.
833-287-1037. Aubrey wants some advice. Please help her out. Love him or list him. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
My boyfriend's going out of town for the 4th of July. I'm not invited. There is someone going on the trip. She's had a thing for him.
That is Aubrey. She's in Santee, and she is, well, slightly troubled by the fact that this is happening. Should she love him or list him? 833-287-1037.
Let's go out to Cynthia in Mission Valley. Cynthia, what is your take on Aubrey's dilemma?
I don't understand why she wasn't invited in the first place.
Like, that feels really weird and kind of sketch. And him saying that this girl has feelings for him, it all feels a little sketch to me.
Do you think that he's trying to give hints about something?
I kind of do. I kind of feel like he's trying to get out of anything that she might hear that might happen on this trip by saying, oh, well, that's all her. When he might, because, like, why wouldn't he just invite her?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird, especially if they're committed.
You raise valid points. Thank you, Cynthia. Dorothy in Mission Valley, what do you think Aubrey should do? Her very new boyfriend is going away on a trip with a bunch of friends. One of them is a girl, and he mentioned that that girl kind of has a thing for him.
Well, I think she really needs to talk to him and set some boundaries for this other girl.
That's very valid and important, I think.
Yeah.
What kind of red flags does it raise for you?
I mean, all the red flags. To be honest, I would leave him, but it sounds like she's really into her boyfriend. And I mean, just don't go. I hate to be the person to say it, but if she has feelings, like, what if this girl makes a move on him?
That's what I'm thinking, too. But she's got to definitely talk to and express her feelings about it.
Oh, absolutely. 1,000%.
Thank you.
Aubrey's been waiting patiently. Let's go back to you.
All right, Aubrey, you've heard what everybody had to say. And I understand a little bit of reluctance to, like, make a demand because you haven't been dating that long and this is his longtime group of friends. But we also understand your trepidation and you've heard what everybody else has to say. What do you think?
So I think that it would be a good idea to have him set boundaries. Just kind of make sure that she knows that he's in a relationship and that nothing is going to happen and that, you know, she shouldn't do anything untoward. I don't know. I'm not quite sure how to broach that conversation, but I do want to have the boundaries.
You're the guy here.
Yeah. Oh,
how
thank
does
you.
She...
Go ahead. Wasn't
how,
prepared
how
for this.
How does she approach this to him without putting him off? Because they haven't been dating that long, so I get that. But she's uncomfortable.
Aubrey, you guys are committed. This is a committed relationship.
Yes.
You trust him.
I do.
Well, then...
She doesn't trust her. I get that. Right?
I feel good he's going to stand by you and do the right thing. He's with you, not her.
You know, I think it's okay for her to say, I'm kind of worried about
100%.
It. 100%. Give him the chance to make her feel better.
Hey, he might get a free dinner out of the deal, at least, Aubrey.
That's true.
Listen, whatever you decide, we wish you well with your future with this guy, and feel free to clue us in as to how things go later on, okay? Good luck.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Aubrey. You bet. Take care. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show, KSON.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.